Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading Psalm 84. This psalm is a psalm attributed to the sons of Korah, and you might remember some of the previous psalms which are attributed to the sons of Korah that they often use powerful and bold nature imagery in their psalms. Well, let's see if that's true about this psalm as well. This is Psalm 84, and we're going to read it first from the English Standard Version, and for the second time, we're going to read it from the New International Reader's Version. This is a nice, easy-to-read version, and it's really growing on me, the NIRV. So let's read first from the ESV, Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength, each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favour and honour. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. And now we read again from the New International Reader's Version. Lord who rules over all, how lovely is the place where you live. I can't wait to be in the courtyards of the Lord's temple. I really want to be there. My whole being cries out for the living God. Lord who rules over all, even the sparrow has found a home near your altar. My King and my God, the swallow also has a nest there where she may have her young. Blessed are those who live in your house. They are always praising you. Blessed are those whose strength comes from you. They have firmly decided to travel to your temple. As they pass through the dry valley of Baca, they make it a place where water flows. The rain in the fall covers it with pools. Those people get stronger as they go along until each of them appears in Zion where God lives. Lord God who rules over all, hear my prayer. God of the people of Jacob, listen to me. God, may you be pleased with your anointed king. You appointed him to be like a shield that keeps us safe. A single day in your courtyards is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather guard the door of the house of my God than live in the tents of sinful people. The Lord God is like the sun that gives us light. He is like a shield that keeps us safe. The Lord blesses us with favour and honour. He doesn't hold back anything good from those whose lives are without blame. Lord who rules over all, blessed is the person who trusts in you. So this is Psalm 83, and it uses a number of those nature analogies to talk about who God is. But it starts off by saying, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs and faints for your courts. There's a desire to be in the place where God is, to be physically with him. Of course, in the New Testament, God promises his Holy Spirit to those who follow him. And now we can boldly enter into the throne room of God at any time. We can know his dwelling in our hearts. And yet, do we still long to know him, to know his presence, to spend time with him? We get this image of the sparrow and the swallow. Even the birds of the air find a place among God's altars, a place where God is. God cares so much, he cares even for the animals. You might remember that Jesus says that God so cares for the birds of the air, how much more will he care for us? The psalmist then remembers those who put their strength or receive their strength from the Lord, who have the highways of Zion, God's temple, God's presence in their heart, that even when they pass through the dry valleys, they make it a place where waters flow. It reminds me of an old song that I used to sing when I went to a Salvation Army church. They would always, well not always, but often sing, "Peace is flowing like a river, flowing out through you and me." When we know the Lord and when he is in our hearts, wherever we go, we take him with us. Remember that Jesus says if we go to him, we will have streams of living water. And if we drink of them, we will never go thirsty. So wherever we go, remember that we take the Lord's Holy Spirit. Wherever we go, we take the Lord with us. We have an opportunity to have God's light shine through our lives, even in the driest valleys and in the most difficult times. But we need to keep the Lord in our hearts. And so the psalmist prays, and they know that a single day with God is better than 1,000 anywhere else. Knowing God and spending time with him is precious. Knowing God and being filled with his Spirit is such a blessing. So let's choose not to live in the tents of sinful people. Well, what does that mean? Don't surround ourselves with things which might lead us astray or encourage us to do things we shouldn't. But let's surround ourselves with God's goodness. He is like the sun that gives us light and the shield that keeps us safe. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. So let's trust in the Lord. Let's trust in his presence. Let's trust in his Spirit. Let's trust in God, who is the sun and a shield. He gives us warmth. He gives us shade. He rules over all. So he looks after the birds of the air, and so much more will he look after us. This has been Daily Psalm Reading, and today we read Psalm 84. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you, and goodbye.